Leaders of some of the region's largest companies have high hopes for the coming year. At the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce's annual Economic Outlook Luncheon, CEOs of Bank of America and Duke Energy, among others, discussed the state of the economy, gas prices, healthcare, and regulation. WFAE's Ben Bradford came back with these key points.
The lone government official on the stage, Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond President Jeffrey Lacker, said he's feeling reasonably positive about next year's economic growth.
The broad context to keep in mind is that we've had growth at a just modest pace since the recession. Over that period, we've had little surges in growth, but they've petered out. They haven't been sustained. I think this time seems a bit different.
The one point of caution that I would indicate for our industry,
Duke Energy CEO Lynn Good,
is that our industrial sales are still not at the level that they were in 2007. And you can see indications of that here in the Carolinas when you look at the fact that our job creation in the Carolinas has been primarily in urban areas, not in the rural areas. So I still feel like there's some opportunity for improvement.
But the panelists generally agreed the economy will continue to grow. So will healthcare costs, projected Susan DeVore, the CEO of Charlotte-based healthcare consulting company Premier.
With the aging of our population, with the lifestyles that we have, with the people entering the Medicare rolls and the baby boomers, the demand is going to be very significant.
DeVore estimates healthcare costs will grow 1-2% faster than the broader economy. Perhaps the most focus went to the recent drop in oil prices. In general, again, the panelists felt it was an overall positive. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan.
What gas price reductions do is give the general populace more money to spend.
That's
and
right.
So it's middle level income down, and that means it's real money to real people.
But that drop, Jeff Lacker of the Richmond Fed pointed out, is a one-time boost. And the global effect of lower prices, Moynihan said, to nations both producing and using oil is an unknown no one on the panel could forecast. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.